Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. And today, I deliver big time. Of course, we're talking Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez, their third fight this night, Saturday night, of course, here in the USA. 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. But it will be going up against a free card, at least the first hour will, of the UFC Heavyweight Championship with, of course, the great Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos fight. And that will be on Free Fox TV. So I'm just wondering how many people are going to be sort of detoured from paying $70 or $55, whatever the high-definition cost of this fight is. Of course, it's going off at 6 p.m. live from Las Vegas on pay-per-view, on HBO pay-per-view. But you figure if you have to pay like $65 or $70 for it on high-definition at home, you know. And then you get to watch a free fight beforehand, and maybe the first fight is possibly more exciting than the second fight, or has more hype than the second fight, and it's sort of a letdown. Anyway, boxing's in a lose-lose position, I think, tonight. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll get in a little bit about Joe Frazier, but next up, I bring you the WBA Super Welterweight Champion of the World. That's right, Austin Trout, 24-0, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Armed Forces Network.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or something?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Check it, 11 and a half minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Networks, folks. My next guest, my initial guest of today's show, of course, last night, he just sparkled on Showbox. Of course, that's the early edition of Showtime. But the bottom line is, he got down last night. I'm talking about the undefeated world super welterweight champion, Mr. Austin Trout. How are you, Austin?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How you doing, Pedro?
Pretty good, man. So what's up? You starting to put some pop in this right hook now or what? It's the best punch in boxing. It's hit me the hardest. And it's hit. I remember Meltzer Taylor saying one time it hit him the hardest. So talk to me.
Well, I've been working with a strength and conditioner. My fitness trainer, Chakris Abad, he's been putting a little pep in my step, you know what I mean? And not to mention, I finally got to fight a true junior middleweight. You know, my last fights have been against guys coming from 168 and down. So, you know, I feel good. I feel strong. You know, I feel like 154 is a good weight for me to be at.
So, okay, now, 232, round number six, you weren't in trouble at all against Mr. Laporte. He's the Italian Stallion from Down Under. That's what they were calling him?
Yeah, I don't know if they just made that name up. They were making so many comparisons to Apollo Creed and Rocky. But I kept telling them, like, this ain't a movie.
We're talking with Austin Trout, folks, undefeated last night. Knocks out Frank Laporte in 232, round number six on Showtime. And, of course, this being the Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez weekend, one of the biggest weekends in boxing, of course, that's tonight on pay-per-view at 6 p.m. Pacific time. You've got Austin the night before on a weekend where boxing is sizzling, coming through with such a sensational knockout in the sixth round. Austin, what would you like to do with yourself right now? Where do you want to go? I mean, you want to go down a little list here in names or what?
Well, I got some mandatories I got to take care of. Anthony Martin is my mandatory, so he's going to have to fight me soon, and preferably real soon, because I do want to exercise my mandatory, which is the winner of Cotto Margarito. So I have to take care of my mandatory and then use my mandatory position. And when that's done, you know, I'm trying to get the rest of the belts up in my class and then go down the list of top contenders or, you know, go up to 160 and get another belt or, you know, whatever's happening. I'm trying to clean up 154 first. So.
All right. So you're trying to get up there on that list with Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather and, you know, the top three or four or five fighters in the world. Is that your aspirations right now? How far, if so, how far away are you away from that?
Well, you know, the politics in the game is real bad, and it really depends on if these other promoters are willing to put their fighter against me. I have this belt, you know, and I'm really using it as kind of a ransom note to get these guys to get in there. But if that's not enough, hopefully with my mandatory position, I could go ahead and beat Cotto Margarito up my stock and get that super championship, which may convince some of these guys to get in there even more. So I don't know how close it is. I hope I'm closer now, you know, getting on Showbox and maybe hopefully the public could get behind me, start getting these big fights going on.
You have a Facebook page?
Yes, sir. Facebook.com. No Doubt Trout. I have my Austin Trout official fan page on Facebook as well.
Okay, that's Facebook.com. No Doubt Trout, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. When would you like to fight again? As far as my knee was concerned, could you go at him in 45 days if you had to?
If I had to, sure, why not? I mean, I'm going to get back in this ring. I mean, not the ring, the gym. So I'm not going to take a long time off. You know, I hope to get right back into it. So if 45 days is what they give me, that'd be more than enough time. You know, I'm in good shape now.
Okay, so who do you think wins this fight tonight between Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez, and why?
I think Pacquiao's going to win. You know, it's not going to be easy. I hope Marquez brings it like he did the first two times. I really wanted this fight to happen like 2 years ago or, you know, a year and a half ago. But, you know, Marquez is looking, he's looking ripped, and then maybe he'd be able to, you know, pull an upset, but I really don't think so. You know, Pacquiao, he's gotten a lot better fighter since they've met, and I'm not sure if Marquez is beginning as good as Pacquiao has been.
You know, right now, this show is streaming live on Ustream. Did I mention that? Yeah, we're on Ustream right now. Of course, that is facebook.com/ringtalk. You hit the Ustream button and watch a live video, but I'm showing here some highlights of Manny Pacquiao and Sugar Shane Mosley in the last fight. Another than the one punch knockdown, Manny looked beatable all night, and against a fighter like Floyd Mayweather. And I've said this before, Austin, but I don't think Manny Pacquiao could hit Floyd Mayweather in the ass if he had a ping pong paddle in his hand.
No, I don't think so either. That's the point I keep trying to make to people, is that even though Mosley lost, he kind of neutralized Manny Pacquiao's offense with his footwork, and he just stepped around him. Manny Pacquiao has good footwork, but that's only compared to the guys that they put in there with him, like Margarito and Cotto, and, you know, the guys that are just going to stand in front of him.
But, you know, I hate to interrupt you, but you brought up Cotto, and he and I were together at the WBO, the World Boxing Organization, the best sanctioning body, if there is a such thing. They are, because they're honest, and I know the man that runs it. I'm talking about Francisco Valcarcel. I don't know. I'm looking at when we look at Manny Pacquiao, I see a whole lot of contradiction as far as some of the things he said and some of the things he's done, and wanting a 14-day window in order to avoid this testing thing here with Floyd Mayweather. And I don't know why he'd want a 14-day window. It doesn't look like the Olympic guys are coming after you any later than a week before the fight to take a little bit of blood out of you. Now, why would he pass up all that money to not take blood tests, Austin?
Well, I mean, I don't know for sure, but something's fishy. Because I don't care if you're going to take a gallon of blood out of me the day of the fight for, you know, almost $100 million. Jeez. You can poke me with almost anything. You don't know.
Hey, could I take blood? All right, for that kind of money, could I take blood between rounds?
Yeah, if you want to. You know, I'll make do. But really, this is the fight. And, you know, my mother's been a big boxing fan for years through the whole Ali Frazier days. You know, rest in peace, Joe Frazier. And, you know, Marvin Hagler and Leonard. And for her to say that if Floyd and Pacquiao meet up, it would be the biggest fight in her lifetime. You know, that's big. You know, my mom, she's watched them all.
Whoa.
And you know, I don't know. I don't know why he's making it so difficult to get this fight going.
Well, because I think he can make
it.
Yeah, true, and that could be, but he could also be making $20 million fighting guys that he knows he can beat, making them fight at weights. You know, Miguel Cotto, as I said earlier, I referred to earlier, is when we met at the WBO convention last November 2010, he told me that he was so surprised that the Filipino got so strong, we'll talk about Manny Pacquiao, like in the seventh or eighth round. That he said that normally a guy should be wearing down, especially a guy that is naturally smaller than Miguel Cotto. You hear what I'm saying? And Cotto said he just got stronger, and that just sort of that just adds to the suspicion that he's taken some EPO and, of course, exceeding his blood count level as far as oxygen is concerned by 40 to 45%. Because, you know, here's what's up. Here's what I see, Austin. When he sits down on the stool, you know, all of us, we take 1 minute to get our breath breathing together. Right? Sometimes this dude's breathing together like 20, 25 seconds.
You know, and I've been watching Pacquiao for a long time. He was even on ESPN, dude, when he was back in that 106, 112 pounds. And, I mean, he wasn't knocking people out, like, left and right. You know, he was having some brutal wars. And I remember he was getting off the canvas at a 118-pound fight. And just, you know, with his heart that he has, because he is a warrior, and he went off his, you know, sheer heart. So to begin pushed around by 118-pounder and then coming up and pushing around these middleweights, you know, I don't know how. And it's not like he's growing, because, you know, he's done growing. He's been done growing, so... We can't say that he's just filling out, you know. That's not true. That's not working out.
Okay, so Matt,
I'm not going to say he's on something, but, you know, it's kind of obvious. Okay. Something's going on.
Something's hung up, huh? We talked with Austin Trout, folks, 24 and zip, 14 KOs. Of course, he's WBA super welterweight champion of the world, successful in a title defense last night. Looking to take on Anthony Mundine, and I've got some listeners down under in Australia, of course, both on ringtalk.com, sportsbyline.com. That's live, and of course, live on Ustream right now, facebook.com/ringtalk. Austin, when you look at this fight tonight, what do you think it goes? 8 rounds?
Yeah, I think Manny's going to break him down like he usually does, and you know, he gets stronger as the rounds go, so, you know, the thing about Marquez, though, is he's a smart fighter, and he can change it up and figure things out, you know, mid-round. So I hope he does that and makes a good fight out of it, but I think it's not going to go past 10.
Okay, Floyd Mayweather, I pointed it out the other day, he hasn't lost a fight like in 15 or 16 years. 1996, he was burned in the Olympics. It was a horrible decision. In fact, three of the judges, I think, were suspended that were involved in the bout. But the bottom line was he was an Olympic bronze medalist in 1996. Thought he should have been the Olympic gold medalist. Lost the fight in the Olympic trials, and I watched that, and it was just barely. The fight could have went either way with Augie Sanchez here at the Olympic trials, of course, and Floyd Mayweather beating Augie not once but twice in the Olympic box office to advance to the Olympics in 1996. Now, he hasn't lost a fight since then, okay? Manny has obviously lost since then. I'm going to stick with the undefeated fight here because I'll repeat it here today. I like saying this, okay? Manny Pacquiao couldn't hit Floyd Mayweather in the butt with a ping pong paddle. It just ain't going to happen, man. I mean, not Austin, it's just not going to happen. All these people out there is calling for Mayweather Pacquiao, and it's a lot of the Filipino fans, and of course now Manny's generated millions of those people, not only in the Philippines but worldwide. He's got a good fan base, so when I get on Manny Pacquiao and start asking him to take tests, man, you would not believe the nasty emails I get, Austin.
Oh, man.
You would not believe it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Floyd would box the heck out of Manny.
Man, it won't even be close. Anyway, give me that website you got going.
Yeah, AustinChout.com. And you come, and that, my Twitter and my Facebook is all linked there, so you can come into my world at AustinChout.com.
All right. Austin, all the best to you. Congrats on last night's win. I look forward to talking to you again, sir. Congratulations, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun coming on the show, man.
You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Armed Forces Network, live on Ustream. That's facebook.com/ringtalk, of course, and we're also live at sportsbyline.com. So there's lots of options to listen to the show. That's if you're listening to live each and every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to this delayed via iTunes, something like that, but that's when we go. We roll live at 11 a.m. Pacific time each and every Saturday morning right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 $150,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Jardine, man, he just stalking.
Yeah, who do you get to imitate that guy sparring?
Him. It's about it, isn't it?
Or maybe a chimp.
I'll tell you what.
Teach a chimp karate.
Be a heavy-handed chimp. Oh! He got rocked.
He's hurt.
He's in. It's all over. Thiago Silva defeats Keith Jardine.
Wow. And it happened like that.
Telling you, that's a violent dude right there.
Checking 29 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Time to talk MMA with Mr. MMA himself. Of course, talking about Matt Grizzle. Before I introduce Matt, I want to acknowledge the fact that the UFC, Fox, Zuffa, call them what you want. They're all hooked up together now. The Fertittas and Dana White have decided to go up against Manny Pacquiao tonight on television. Now, what I mean by that is Fox TV is going to show off the UFC heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez. The undefeated young man, 9-0, of course, he's out of the South Bay. He's been on the show in the past, and he's defending his title against the guy with the best hands. What I mean by that is the best boxer in the world of MMA right now, Junior Dos Santos, in my opinion. He's 13-1. The bottom line is these two guys get it on free Fox TV tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern time. The same start, the same exact start time for the Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez boxing card. Now, Juan and Manny won't be stepping in the ring until about 8 o'clock, but for that 6 hour, that first hour, that's probably going to take a whole lot of people away from this broadcast. So now that I've just went on that little rant right there, you agree or disagree with me, Mr. Matt Grizzle?
No, I agree with you pretty much on all levels. One being that Dos Santos, he's got the best hands in definitely the heavyweight division, if not in MMA right now. And, you know, I'm favoring him. I'm actually pretty confident. Cain's won all of his fights really by using his hands, and now he's facing a better boxer. So I think Dos Santos is going to take the title tonight in this really spectacular thing for the UFC they're showing on Fox.
And it's free on Fox. I want to emphasize that. We're not having to watch a heavyweight championship fight. I mean, UFC is not going to bring you, you know, Rosario Fernandez against Scott Cuddy in some type of main event or something like that, you know. Two nobodies, too many, as far as boxing or MMA is concerned. They're going to bring you the Fox and Zuffa Sports are going to bring you the World Heavyweight Championship tonight. That's right. Undefeated Cain Velasquez and, of course, the man from Brazil, Junior Dos Santos. Now, what are Dos Santos's ground skills like? Because you know that's what Cain wants to do is get him on the ground. He's a former collegiate wrestler out of Arizona. So, talk to me about that.
Well, again, that's something I'm not too worried about. His Dos Santos's takedown defense has gotten really, really good. It's improved over since he's joined the UFC. Shane Carwin couldn't do it. He's a lot bigger guy. He's got great wrestling credentials, not as good as Cain's, but I just don't think Cain's going to be able to take him down. And if he does, Dos Santos is a brown belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu on the ground. He's got a great guard, and he's going to know how to work on the ground, and he's probably going to be able to pop back up.
What's the story on these guys fighting on their backs? I mean, that's what some of the Brazilian jiu-jitsu is all about, and it just blows me away that these guys are fighting effectively on their backs, sort of like little crabs.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of submissions from the top and from the bottom in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but I prefer when I was practicing the bottom. It's so much, it's a lot more fun to me. And guys, especially inexperienced guys, aren't aware of how dangerous somebody can be from their back. So it's really a huge dynamic of MMA, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and we saw Royce Gracie demonstrate that in the early days.
Ah, the legend Royce Gracie, of course, losing to Matt Hughes and probably one of the ugliest incidents. Do you think he broke his arm, didn't he?
I don't know if he broke it, but I know that if he did, Matt could break both his arms and both his legs, and Hoyce wouldn't tap. Hoyce will never tap.
Nah, Hoyce is probably one of the bravest men I've ever seen in my life. Of course, talking about Hoyce Gracie, folks, the UFC legend, a man from Brazil, of course. Was it his father or his grandfather that developed this style of fighting?
It was his father, Helio Gracie, who died just a couple of years ago at an age of like 94. He lived a long, long time.
Okay, what about all these other Gracies? Now, Cesar Gracie tells me he's from the mother's side of the family. I don't know what that means, but the bottom line is his last name is Gracie, and he's a manager. But tell me about some of the other Gracies that have fought and are fighting now in MMA. Can they lick a stamp?
Yeah, a lot of them, had great careers. But again, Hoyce has made a great point about what MMA is today as opposed to what it was then. Then it was a style against a style. Now it's a fighter against a fighter. Everybody's cross-trained. Everybody is great. So when you got these dynamic athletes like John Jones and George St. Pierre, and then you've got a
you mean
a
the guy, you mean the greaser?
Yeah. I forgot about Greasegate. But, yeah,
people mention him, say, why do you call him a greaser? Well, I watched his corner put Vaseline on his back, but I think after the second and third round. And who was he fighting that night? Of course, just BJ Penn, right?
Yeah, and BJ, man, he was. I think honestly, for that last round, BJ wasn't even there. I think he was out on his feet. He got beat up pretty good in that fight.
And you know, of course, he's announced his retirement for a few weeks ago after losing to Nick Diaz. Any surprise there? Was I the only one that was really picking Nick Diaz to win that fight, or what?
I really kind of had a pick'em fight. I did kind of. If I had to go on only my, I favored BJ, but. This retirement I don't think is going to stick. I think he was frustrated, which he should have been.
He's
probably the most frustrating guy to fight in the world. Getting just slapped from every angle, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, but, you know, the bottom line is at the end of three rounds, BJ Penn was a beaten guy, and he hasn't – what's his record been like for the last two, three, 4 years? Not very good, right?
Yeah, it's been up and down, and he's definitely past his prime. He's not the fighter he was in the early days when he was the prodigy. Same with Vitor Belfort. I mean, he was the phenom, and you know when these guys came on the scene and they were the athletes who were pretty well cross trained already in the late 90s, early 2000s. They were the new breed, and now everyone's caught up with them. They're both getting older.
All right, 10 seconds. Where would you rate Joe Frazier on the all-time heavyweight list?
I rate him definitely in the top five, and I just think that in his prime he would beat Muhammad Ali, and I think that was proved in the first fight. And
we can agree to disagree on that one, my brother.
Okay.
All right, Matt Grizzle, say hi to everybody. I'll talk to you soon.
I will. Thanks, Pedro.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, folks, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be joined by the other Mayweather. What, the other Mayweather? No, not Floyd Mayweather, not Floyd Mayweather Jr., not Roger Mayweather. The eloquent Mayweather, Mr. Jeff Mayweather, right here on the Ring Talk Network, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, the Armed Forces Network and be swords by the world. As far as Facebook's concerned, Facebook.com/RingTalk. Hit the Ustream button. This is Ring Talk.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from Data Certified. Certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. The H3 battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
The mighty Tower of Power. Of course, you can catch Pedro's feature, Pedro's Song of the Month, at towerofpower.com. Of course, the Oakland Funksters, the godfathers of soul as they are on the road. And you check out their schedule. Are they coming to your town? Check them out, towerofpower.com. My next guest is a Tower of Power in himself. Of course, he is the trainer of Celestino Caballero, the WBA featherweight champion of the world. Is he featherweight or super featherweight?
Featherweight.
126 pounds. The reason why I say that, because that guy looks like he can grow like into 147 pounders. So he just does. He looks like he's got weight to put on.
No, easily, he can easily, fight as high as 40, 47. Okay, you know, because of his frame.
Jazzy Jeff Mayweather, forgot to introduce him, folks, but he is the brother of Floyd and Roger Mayweather and the uncle of Floyd Mayweather Jr. Of course, the Manny Pacquiao fight going down tonight, 53 wins, 2 losses, 38 KOs. I take that back, 53-3 with 2 KO, 2 draws and 38 KOs is Manny Pacquiao. 52-3-2, 38 KOs, Juan Manuel Marquez. Is this a real fight here? Does Marquez got a shot here, Jeff?
To be honest, I think he has a shot. I think that he has a shot. I think that you're looking at two guys who has fought 24 rounds with one round really deciding who won or lost. So, yeah, I don't think that, don't get me wrong, Marquez has had a few tougher fights than Pacquiao, but at the same time, once you step in the ring with that same person, chances are that fight's going to be, pretty much the same.
You know, I'm showing highlights at Facebook.com/RingTalk. Of course, talk about the Ustream Live video that we're doing. I'm showing highlights of Manny Pacquiao and his last win against Shane Mosley. And, outside of the knockdown, Shane held his own. He sort of held his own against Pacquiao. And that's why I don't think he hit Floyd Jr. in the butt with a ping pong paddle if they ever fought. But people think I'm crazy when I say that, especially Filipinos. I'm telling you, have you ever seen a more rabid group as far as boxing fans are concerned, Jeff?
It's ridiculous. It's almost as though Pacquiao's God. You can't say anything about Pacquiao. It don't even have to be negative. Anything that, that relates to Floyd and Pacquiao, you get a swarm of haters.
I've got a couple, just to show you how balanced we are at ringtalk.com, I've got a couple of writers that are anti-Floyd, and I'm pro-Floyd. When I say pro-Floyd, meaning I think if him and Manny Pacquiao fight, it's not going to be all that much of a fight. I really don't think so, and people laugh when I say that. And if you don't dare to say that in a house full of Filipinos, because you'd be lucky to get out of the place alive. You cannot mess with Manny when it comes to Filipinos. I'm telling you, they go absolutely crazy, which is cool. I guess he's their Michael Jordan, their John Kennedy, their John Wayne, their Elvis Presley. He's all that pressed into one as far as the Philippines are concerned, Jeff.
Right. And so, but still, at the same time, anyone should be, entitled to their opinion, no matter what. I don't care who it is.
What
I mean? Because the thing is this, at the end of the day, Manny Pacquiao is no special than anyone else.
Do you know they're going to try to run him for president in 2016?
What, in the Philippines? I know not here. ain't that damn thing. That ain't going to happen.
That was pretty good, folks. Of course I was talking about the Philippines. Jeff Mayweather is our guest. Of course, he is trainer extraordinaire. And, of course, his latest charge, his latest big fight as far as Celestino Caballero was concerned, was a winning one when he went down to Brazil and reversed a robbery. Was the attitude any different the second time down as far as people respecting you or acknowledging the two of you compared to the first time?
Well, I think that what happened the next time around was that, we just came up with a different plan. Don't get me wrong. In Argentina, the people already, realistically, they already had even said that we won anyway. The media, the fans, the only people that didn't give us the fight was the judges. So it was just a situation like we said at the press conference. The first thing I said was this: we already beat them. So what? We'll do it again. That simple. This time that happened, and it was much easier this time around.
Jeff Mayweather is our guest. Of course, big fight in Anaheim, California, in the world of mixed martial arts tonight. The UFC going off at 6 p.m., going off at the same time as the Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez pay-per-view broadcast. Just the Manny Pacquiao and Marquez main event will air about 8 o'clock, so it'll air almost 2 hours into the program, and the UFC will have ended by 7 p.m. Pacific time. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time. So I'm going to ask you what I asked my Matt Grizzle earlier. I think the UFC is going to take a bite out of Manny's ass tonight.
I'm sure they'll take a small chunk out, but one thing about it is that you have MMA fans and you have boxing fans, and I don't think that it's going to be a major chunk, because I just feel that boxing fans are true boxing fans, and you have so many Manny Pacquiao fans who are so devoted to Manny Pacquiao that you can't even say nothing bad about this man.
No, here's what's up. I said he was more popular than God over there in the Philippines. And I did that because John Lennon did that when he was talking about the Beatles at one point in time, and he wasn't meaning it, he meant it in jest, not seriously. But I do. I sort of mean it seriously. I mean, I think if Jesus Christ was coming down the street and Manny Pacquiao was coming down the street, the numbers wouldn't be too one-sided. They just wouldn't. They just wouldn't. And, you got to give him his props, man. He's done it with his people. He's done it with his people over there. And as I said, he's going to run for president on the conservative ticket. He doesn't believe in birth control. He thinks that using condoms are a sin. Jeff, can you hear that? Did you hear what I just said? Manny Pacquiao went on the record as a congressman of the Philippines and said that using condoms is a sin. Suppose you hooking up.
I don't know about that.
Did I get back into a corner there? Because I'm just like blown away by that. He's against birth control. His wife's admitted to having used birth control in the past. Blah, 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 blah. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is he's Mr. Contradiction, but they're going to run him for president in 2016. The guy you see tonight is the odds-on candidate for the Conservative Party in 2016 as far as the presidential race is concerned. So here's what's up. Can you get Floyd and him together as far as doing this drug test thing? Just get these two guys in the same room, ma'am, and make them sign the contract, Jeff, and get this crap over with, okay? Because once Floyd spanks, you're laughing, but once Floyd spanks Manny, okay, a lot of people won't be talking any smack anymore, and they've been talking smack for so long, it's just unbelievable.
No, and that much is true, but, it's just a matter of that. I mean, it's not so much Manny, because Manny's not his own boss.
Yeah.
Floyd is his own boss, so he can sit down and say, let's do this, but Manny has to go through De La Hoya and through Bob Arum, so he has two bosses that are in control of his career.
When is that? Do you have any idea when his contract expires with those people? Do you think he's waiting for that before he fights Floyd?
I don't think so. I don't think so, because I don't think that Bob is smart enough to know that if the contract is getting ready to run out and he's not feeling that Manny's getting ready to sign with him, he's gonna force the fight on him, because it's one of those situations. I mean, plus Manny's one of those guys, it seems like to me, that I don't know if he's just playing Mr. Good Guy or Humble Guy or whatever. It seemed like to me that if Bob said let's do it, he's gonna do it.
Okay. Jeff Mayweather has been our guest, folks. Of course, he is the esteemed trainer out of Las Vegas, Nevada. When are you going back on the road?
Well, we'll be fighting for the title December 31st. We'll be defending the title. I'm sorry.
And where at?
Japan.
Say it again. Where at?
In Japan.
Going over to Tokyo. In Tokyo?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, I've been over there. You know what? You'll be blown away by the fact that people want to honk horns over there, all the traffic they've got. Anyway, Jeff Mayweather has been our guest, folks. Jeff, I thank you so much, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain 250 $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from date of certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. The H3 battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums. And I... Wait a second. I'm on the web 24-7. I'm talking about the website, folks. Ringtalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
The great Joe Frazier, having taken his final 10-count this week, I wrote about it at ringtalk.com. I'll talk about that in detail in just a couple of minutes. My next guest, folks, of course, is the webmaster, the man that puts things together at ringtalk.com, and he's got a feature story up last night regarding Juan Manuel Marquez and Manny Pacquiao, saying, is Manny essentially saying, is Marquez Mexican toast? And he shows a piece of Mexican toast just to show he's not being a racist with this thing. He showed an actual piece of Mexican toast on the website, ringtalk.com. Kevin Perry, welcome to the show.
What's up? How you doing?
Pretty good. That was a pretty good little joke there, the Mexican toast thing. I mean, that's what that was, and I sort of chuckled about it because if you didn't know what you were looking at, you wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah. I think Marquez is toast, period, tonight. I don't think he's going to make it the distance.
All right,
warrior, but he's a 38-year-old warrior, okay. Just like Mosley.
You know, and you've talked about the chances of Manny Pacquiao beating Floyd Mayweather when they fight, and I've shown some clips in the during the show at Ustream, of course. We're talking about facebook.com/ringtalk. You hit the Ustream button and watch the live video as I speak. And Manny, outside of the knockdown, this is the third time I've said it in the show, and I'm trying to make a point here, is that he didn't look spectacular. And I think that the Floyd Mayweather that recently fought, the Floyd Mayweather that fought maybe a year ago, I think he's the guy that beats Manny Pacquiao, and the guy that, if they fight in a year from now, he beats him anyway. What I'm trying to say is, and for the fourth time, I'll repeat this, I don't think he hit him in the butt with a ping pong paddle.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people make that analogy because, but the funny thing is, Mosley didn't win a round. And Mosley was in survival mode. So I think at the same time as people say, you know, well, Mosley was effective and this and that, I don't see how not winning a round equates to effectiveness. Now, however, maybe Floyd Mayweather could definitely be a lot more effective defensively and offensively. At the same time, you don't really know how a guy reacts till he gets hit. And if, you know, Manny Pacquiao can hit Floyd Mayweather and keep him on the defensive and throw more punches, I mean, I think that's the method to beating somebody like Floyd Mayweather, especially when Floyd only throws about 30 punches around. And Manny, I think, can match him speed-wise, and I think he's got better feet at this point.
See, that's where I disagree with you. I thought the footwork of Mosley is what kept him alive against Manny Pacquiao. Anyway, we got to agree to disagree on that one. I love you. I'll talk to you real soon. Have a good time tonight. Of course, two fights on at the same time. The USC going up at 6 o'clock. That's 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on Free Fox TV, along with the Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez pay-per-view. But the main event, Pacquiao and Marquez, doesn't start until a little bit later, like 8 p.m., 11 p.m. Eastern time. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, folks. Joe Frazier passed this weekend. You know, I had a lot of run-ins with Joe. When I say run-ins, I don't mean like fist fights or anything like that, but I had a lot of encounters with Joe, and you never knew what Joe you were going to encounter. You know, if you were going to encounter the happy Joe or the Joe with the chip on his shoulder, you know, and the guy, I guess he has been disrespected to an extent. There's a statue of Rocky Balboa in Philadelphia, but yet there's no statue of the 1964 Olympic gold medalist and the world heavyweight champion. I mean, call him what you want. He did both things, okay? And he lost to two guys. He lost to George Foreman, and he lost to Muhammad Ali. Yeah. Now, was he a damp guy a lot of times? Did he have a thirst problem? I thought so, and it's been proved. Of course, that night against Evander Holyfield when he was in Von Bean's corner, when I went into the dress room pre-fight that night working for King Vision, I was blown away by the reeking of alcohol. And then when you could tell from the behavior of Mr. Lewis, in my opinion, and Mr. Frazier, they were both drunk and this and that and yelling basically racial epithets at the referee. That was Brian Gary, a Caucasian young man. And then I look back to the fact that, you know, that it was Joe Frazier getting knocked out by George Foreman. He brought that on himself. They offered him $5 million for a Muhammad Ali rematch. And that's what he says. Oh, I loved Ali. I don't hate Ali. Blah, 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 blah. Look, if he'd have given Ali the rematch, essentially in 73, instead of fighting George Foreman, he'd get annihilated, okay? Boom, in two rounds. The bottom line is that would have greatened his legacy. It didn't great his legacy. He went on to get knocked silly by George Foreman. So what am I trying to say is that this rating of this man, Joe Frazier, in the top five of the heavyweight champions, I think that's way off. He may hit the top 10, but he not by much. I'm telling you, I just didn't think he was that great of a fighter. Had great fights with Ali because of style. May he rest in peace still, the guy that charged $25 an autograph at the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Now, I don't know if he was broke or not, but nobody else was. What am I trying to say about Joe Frazier? Read the entire story, ringtalk.com. This is Pedro Fernandez. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. 'Cause I love